learningenglish.com.
On Christmas Day 1990, in a laboratory in Switzerland, British physicist Tim Berners-Lee finished developing the tools to create the World Wide Web. He was working at the European Organization for Nuclear Research in Geneva. His boss gave him the green light to work on the project during his spare time, and together with the help of his Belgium colleague Robert K.O., Tim Berners-Lee produced the world's first web page. The experiment heralded a new era because it demonstrated how computers could talk to each other through a new language they created called Hypertext Markup Language, or HTML. Currently, there might be anything up to a trillion web pages with all sorts of content. People buy and sell products and services, make friends through these pages, learn and teach. We found many enthusiasts of the web on the streets of London.
It means having information available in your home, easy access, which in the past would only have been available in thousands of libraries. So it's information at your fingertips.
Access to a lot of people, really. We've got a lot of family overseas, so we use Skype quite a bit.
Information, news, social groups.
Email and social, you know, networking with my friends and... reading newspapers, information, basically everything, yeah.
Fortunes were made in the World Wide Web. Many say that Tim Berners-Lee could have been a billionaire through his invention, but he said that all he wants is to keep the egalitarian spirit of the web intact and the medium free to use. Many users share the same ideals.
I think that today it is essential to have an internet connection, and that's going to be a real problem in terms of, you know, digital divide when, you know, some people in the world cannot access internet or the speed is not enough.
And there are other concerns.
I'm not very keen on that because of all the privacy issues and everything. I'm very aware of it, so I try to keep private things private as much as I can.
And there are also the diehards who shy away from technology.
I'll leave it all to my wife. I hate computers.